The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've got you under my skin. I have got you
deep in the heart of me,
so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
Francis Albert with a Cole Porter. Maybe the greatest marriage
of composer and artist. Am I right?
Give me, if you think of somebody better, don't you better?
No, I don't know.
Cole Porter, Frank Sinatra, come on. If you get better than that, I got you under my skin, baby. You know I do. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:06 on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe on the radio. I love when we're on the radio. People know, maybe they don't know. We're on 6 to 10 every morning on AM 970, The Answer. And and now we're YouTubing and Facebooking, so you could watch us. People still, they text me like I'm like, Joe, hey, can you get back to me? Like now, like I'm going to get, that has nothing to do with the show, number one. Number two, we have got to get together. Man, I'm glad you're here because there's so much social. Al, you okay? You tweeting there? You doing stuff? I want you to stay with me.
No,
come on.
I'm not.
I need everybody. I need everybody's focus this morning. I'm like on fire this morning. I'm telling you. I know how much is going on in the country. We got to stay right frosty on this. I want everybody pumped up. Our social media is like, we have to stay on top of it. And you did great with those promos that you're doing. With the show promos are great. Thank you. No one even thought about it until you did that. No one even thought about it. You know, thought about, hey, Joe Piscopo promos? How about that? Mike Gallagher's got this big Mao-like picture, to quote Frankie Five Burrows, right? On there, right? Are we working on it for a picture outside my studio?
We are working on one.
Just a little bit of
At least you have the Durasan sprays with your mug on it.
I have a little Durasan thing, you know? So now there is a at Joe Piscopo show. Twitter account, right? Twitter account. So now that's a Joe Piscopo show. But my private feed has so many more followers. We should get what's on the Joe Piscopo show onto my private feed. We just don't do it. I've asked 10,000 times. It just doesn't happen. So I'm asking you, do I give you my login to my private feed of Twitter, correct?
Do you want me to have that power?
Yeah. I think I trust. So should I? Well, you're telling me I shouldn't trust you because I do. Al, you okay? Al, you doing something? You doing
yes,
a new story?
I'm
there?
Doing.
Okay?
I can hear and do two things at once. Here's the issue with your Twitter feed.
You're going back and forth. You are texting your. Wait, stop right there. You're texting your mother right there. Isn't that right, mother?
Do you want me to turn the computer around and show you what I'm doing?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I do.
Here's what
actually
I'm doing.
I do.
Here's
I
what I'm doing. News. Finding news stories.
Now I feel guilty.
This is part of my job.
Now I feel guilty.
Twice now I've smacked you down today. Here's the problem with your Twitter feed. Nobody has the password to your Twitter account, so they cannot get in to tweet stuff from you.
You're right.
That's it.
You're
it's
right.
Simple.
Doing your job when I came down.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I thought you were tweeting your mother, Mom.
I
love you. I'll pick you up later.
Well, my mother does not have Twitter,
saying,
and she doesn't have
honey, I'm sorry I said you have wife.
She's sleeping right now. That's what my mother's doing.
I thought you were going back.
No.
Jack, I'll be picking you up in a second.
No, he's home sick today,
I thought Al was typing, welcome to my beer cast. That's what I thought he was.
I mean, really?
So I'll give you the login to the Twitter.
Okay.
So that we could just, so when Kara or Mert puts something out, boom, it'll appear.
I'll retweet it.
How about that?
There you go.
Did we do that or did we do that?
I think we did.
This is like, you know, I'm telling you. And the kids are all doing a good job because you know what's funny? We don't pay them. So it's good.
Occasionally, you give him a muffin, maybe a banana.
That horrible muffin. That's abusive.
Giving that muffin to a worker, right. That's abusive. Am I right or wrong?
No, that's a good muffin. I've had it before. You know what's even funnier? When I started in this business, there was no pay.
When I started in this business, there was no pay.
You worked for free.
When David Sarnoff turned on the radio,
you busted your...
William Paley. William Paley was my next door neighbor.
No, Edward R. Murrow and I were tight. When I started, we worked for free. You ran around to book guests. This is what you did. There was a newspaper and a telephone. That's it. There was
really?
No computer.
Oh, you're
there
right.
was no whatever.
No Twitter?
No Twitter. There was nothing. It was a fax machine that barely worked because it was always out of paper.
You know why I'm a bratty brat brat? I'll tell you why.
If you saw the studios of the studio that I worked
when
in,
I worked.
You think this is deplorable conditions?
Oh. I heard.
Cutting tape heard. with a grease pencil and a razor blade.
It was a New Jersey sober, wasn't it?
No. And WNEW was the first station I worked at.
Oh, but that was nice. Third
Avenue and
42nd
Street.
I was over there. That was very nice.
No. You were at the other. You were at the when they moved to across from the Hard Rock.
Would you Monahan and those guys?
Yeah, that was the other studio.
Those were good guys. Dan Neer and those guys?
Yeah, we worked on 42nd and 3rd Avenue where the Auto Mart used to be. Remember the old Auto Mart?
No.
He used to buy us a cup of coffee for a nickel?
No, that I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't.
It became
a my God.
Yes, you do remember the Auto
Mart. Horn and Hardart or something like that?
Well, it's across the street from Woolworths.
Oh, my gosh. But you see, when I go out and you do a personal appearance, or if you do a film or something, you go in. And people, they will, like, you're kind of their responsibility. So let me tell you, if you do a personal appearance, we will pick you up and we will get you to sound check and we will get you there. They get you there because you are the responsibility of the person, of the show that you're doing, the film you're doing. Television show. Even nowadays, Fox News, we're sending a car and the car's going to come pick because that's, they want to make sure you get there. Not so much in radio.
Is it not? Is it? So I'm like spoiled.
On your own way.
It is like I'm limping
carry
down
your
the
own bag.
Listen,
it all makes sense.
I'm limping down
your
the
own
street.
Breakfast.
Listen, I'm limping down the street.
Buy
I'm
your
coming,
own maple syrup.
I'm coming down Wall Street. I'm limping because I'm carrying my bag. I'm limping with the cane. People are looking, feeling sorry for me. I walk by the building that Mike Gallagher lives in. And if I made the money Mike Gallagher makes, I'd be able to live in that building. But meantime, I got kids. I got exes. I got houses. So I'm not going to live in that building. And I'm walking, yet still showing up, still inspired to jump on the air. But maybe one time. We will pick you up. I'm like, that ain't going to happen.
Why didn't you call me? I would have picked you up.
You would have really done that.
Sure. No? Well, when I went to park this morning, there was Cones from Con Edison again blocking my spot. I moved to Cones and I parked.
Al, what happened the other day? I said, Al, where are you going? He left. I got to go talk to the guy that's in my parking space.
Yeah, they're redoing the Trinity
Church. It was like your commercial break, by the way.
No, it wasn't. It was before the show. They're doing construction on the Trinity Church.
Did you go yell at somebody?
Yes, there's a union guy who parks in the NYP spot. He's not supposed to park there,
right? He went to yell at somebody.
No, I didn't yell at somebody.
Right,
I went out and I said, could you please move your car? And he says, oh, I'm sorry, I parked there, you know, whatever. They can park on the street for free anywhere else till 7 in the morning.
How was that started? So you went, you parked, and then you saw somebody in your space.
No, what I did was I blocked him in, so he wouldn't have been able to get out. So I went out to get him to move his car so I could back up.
Genius.
Of course.
He couldn't move. He couldn't move.
Right.
Huh?
So I came out. I said, do you mind moving your car? You can park it on the street till 7 in the morning. They're not going to get... gone by 5:30, 6:00.
He didn't say, what are you doing blogging me in like that?
No. But the best is, for 3 weeks now, Con Edison has a guy. They pay a guy. Listen, this is where your electricity bill, why it's so high. This is what Con Edison does. Mm-hmm. And this is an abuse of the system. They pay a guy to sit on Rector Street where they're apparently going to do work eventually. They pay this guy to sit there for hours, round the clock, 24 hours a day, to put cones out to block people from parking there.
Yeah.
That's his job.
Yeah, I know.
That's his job. So when I pulled up today, like I've done the last bunch of times that I've done it, the cones are there, and the guy goes, you can't move the cones. I said, no, I can't. I have to go to work. I'll be out at 10:30. See you later.
They send a car for that guy. They send a car.
Yeah, exactly.
They send a car.
But if you needed it, I would have came and picked you up.
I want that job. I want that cone job.
Joe, when I order your poster, I'll get a reserved parking sign just for Al Gattulo.
I'll got to pick you up.
Matt, you're doing a great job. I appreciate it very much. And we'll stay on the Twitter stuff. I like to stay on
now
this.
Now you got me angry. So I was in a nice mood. Now I'm angry. I'm angry now.
As it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
There is not. The morning isn't made until Al Gattulo.
Blood pressure's up. Well, blame Joe Piscopo. This is not McCall.
I like Al. You got to be. I like Al to get fired up like that. Hey, Thomas DelBacaro will join us, and Mike Gallagher as well this hour. Next hour, Kimberly Kravitz. Tell me about this, Al, for a second. A producer and reporter for Jersey Matters, and anchor reporter for New Jersey's newest newscast, New Jersey News Network. This is a new network that the governor has started now?
Yes,
that right?
Yes.
What happened to NJN that Steve Adubato?
I believe it's still available.
Is Steve on that one?
Yes.
Steve's on his own network.
He's all over.
He's CBS, on the Adubato network. Yeah, right. Yeah, he owns his own network. Okay. Exactly. So what is this? So what is this now?
I don't know. But
the
I'm
New Jersey
go
News
there
this
today.
Is good. This
I'll
is
get
great.
A new job there today.
They have a 50-day.
Thank you. She's going to walk in. And you are. I'm the new guy. That's it.
I just want to leave. I just want to leave Piscopo. Save me. He's busting my chops. This guy won't leave me alone. I want a new job. Frank will
when
come back.
When do you want to work? I want to work from 9 to 10. That's it.
Frank will come back and we'll be gone. I'll be by myself. So, hi. Is this on?
Hello.
He made fun of my wife's white feet.
That's right. No, I mean, why make fun? I mean, she's got white feet. What? I mean, that's... What? It's true. It's not fake. It's not like fake feet or something.
Al, I love you, man.
Thank you.
Eric Metaxas on the show, and Michael Longoria, one of the most talented Broadway actors that you will see, played Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys for years, and he will be joining us. He has a great new album about and songs from movies that you just don't want to miss, Michael. He's a great kid, and I love him, and he's going to come on the show as well. So, and you always at 877-970-2999. You know, I want to when I come on the air, I like to deviate, as you know, a little bit, and I like going to Al. I like having fun, and certainly when Frankie's here and talking to everybody here, but because I see the craziness. I see when they actually... And I have to laugh when they subpoena Rudolph Giuliani. They subpoena Rudy Giuliani. And I'm telling you, and I told you this once, I'll tell you a thousand times, when I saw Rudy on a Saturday, and then I saw him again and introduced him to 35,000 strong, and people cheered, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. I don't know that Adam Schiff knows what he's getting into. And it makes me laugh because I know and I see... Adam Schiff looks like a lost puppy to me. There's something wrong with the guy. And I say this with all the respect. He's welcome to come on the air. Congressman Schiff, you know, head of the House Intelligence Committee. That's like it's kind of contradiction in terms. The House Intelligence Committee, really. And now they're going to subpoena Rudolph Giuliani. Please, you got to go back. And even Saturday Night Live, like I was talking about that with Neil yesterday, Neil Cavuto on his Fox show, is that they understand that it's exactly like the Mueller probe. It's the identical thing. It's the same thing. Every beat, every nuance. Oh, we're going to subpoena him. Oh, it's actually, and with all the seriousness in the world, Schiff go, oh, no, this is impeachable. This is obstruction of justice. And you and I go, we heard it all over again. You see, look at Schiff next time you see him. You tell me that he believes what he's saying. He's a puppet. You look at Gerald Nadler. Gerald Nadler looks like, I need a sandwich. And that is a rude thing to say, I understand, but he does. He looks like he's just not happy. Nadler as well. And Nancy Pelosi talks to us like we're morons. She talks in this term. It's not politics. It's just what we have to do for the country. Why is she talking in that creepy tone to us? Check out Nancy Pelosi next time. The way she talks, the way she's got to explain to us exactly what's wrong with the country. It's all a concerted effort to take us down, to put them in power. And we ain't buying it for a second. Now you want to subpoena Rudolph Giuliani. Boom! Rudy stood up so strong and tall when I saw him. I took his hand. I gave him a firm handshake. And I brought him close to me. I looked him in the eye, and I said, you love this. He goes, locked and loaded, bring it on. Boom. Watch this. You wait till you see the intellect of Rudolph Giuliani against Adam Schiff. I can't wait to see it. Get the popcorn. I'm ready. I'm ready. You got Attorney General Barr. He's overseas. You got you have this new inspector general Burnham. What's his name? Burnham. The guy going around from Connecticut who's going around. You know what? By the way, a shout out to Maria Bartiromo, who actually I found a Wall Street Journal article that I retweeted that you have to check, please. I have to give Maria credit where it's due. We want you to stay with AM 970 The Answer, and I believe we're on Maria's show next week. But she did. There was a Wall Street Journal article that was great, and you've got to read it. And it says about how the administration is is looking into all these things that you and I, John Durham is his name, there's a lot of Ukrainian leads, and he goes, and this is from Maria's Twitter feed, what U.S. Attorney John Durham has found on Ukraine may be quite different from what the Democrats are looking for. Boom! It's a Michael Mukasey article in the Wall Street Journal. You may want to check that out. I retweeted. I got to give Maria credit because she's one. By the way, don't forget, Columbus Day Parade, Channel 7. It's ABC 7 online. If you want to watch around the country, we're going to celebrate Columbus. Did you know Christopher Columbus discovered America? Oh, yeah. And we're celebrating it in a big way on October 14th, live from New York, New York. So there's a lot to get into. But the point is, it's a lot to feel good about. We're okay. Everything's all right. And they say in Italian, non ti preoccupare, don't worry about a thing. Everything's all right. Tutto in ordine. Everything's all right. Everything's in order. All right. Debbie Duhame's out there. We got another great Italian-American coming in. Tom DelBacaro is going to join us. And we got Debbie Duhame looking out for you. Mike Gallagher this hour as well. Debbie, how you doing this morning, my dear?
I'm good. You're practicing your Italian for Italy, right?
You know what? I had no choice because every driver I had spoke no English when I was
really?
In Italy. Yes.
Really? So,
and I insisted on it. I said, come si chiama? I said, Giovanni, Giuseppe, Giuseppe.
Wow.
And I said, di dove in Italia? Where are you from in Italian? And they would tell me where they're from. I would tell them where my family is from. We talk back and forth. Where are we going? And it was broken. I was speaking university, what they call the university Italian. Mm-hmm. There's kind of a universal language that they do. But I would talk, when I was in Salerno, I had trouble understanding the driver because he had a southern Italian accent. Yeah, it was interesting. I had to stay with him. It's much quicker. It's much quicker down there. So I'm trying. Getting ready for Columbus
That's
Day,
great.
Deb.
Getting ready for Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's right around the corner. Yep.
Debbie Duhame out there, the party animal that she is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't know
well,
that.
Well, couldn't just go to the after party. I had to go to the after party.
I need one of those. I need one of those.
Yeah, you need to party.
Someday. 21 after 8 o'clock, and Debbie's out there on the roads for you. On AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's go to the Harlem River Drive South in the 150s. It's an accident. Remember, alternate side parking suspended for Rosh Hashanah. Metered parking rules in effect. Traffic moving slowly on the LIE West, getting out toward Main Street. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the eastbound side of the Cross Bronx at the Deegan with a disabled vehicle. Traffic really light this morning at the GWB. No problems at all. Lincoln 15, Holland about 15 to 20. If you're taking a ride to 287 southbound building by exit 42, getting down toward Parsippany. And if you're heading to the Garden State Parkway northbound, some stop-and-go traffic getting up toward 145. 18 north slowing down to Route 1. Looks like a slight delay on the southbound side of the New York State Thruway getting into the Tappan Zee Bridge. Moving along pretty well here. And 287 eastbound, that ramp into the New England Thruway. They just cleaned up an accident there. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33. 30.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
What am I doing now?
Grand Steps are it's right in front of you. See?
Got it. This. Give him a break.
Yeah, he's new to it. 6 years. Yeah. It's all right. This is why I can do two things at once.
Just See? One of those things. Just one of those marvelous things. Hey, can I tell you about the Atlantis?
May I do that, Al?
Please.
Can I do that?
If you're looking to wow your corporate guest clients, no, I'm going to tell you. I got the copy in front of me. Al goes, got to read the copy, got to read the copy. So he gives me this paper if you're watching on TV. So but I have to tell you, Captain Fred runs the Atlantis. We go out and we have the best schmooze cruise. That's when we go around Manhattan and we go around and we have all the sponsors, the great sponsors from the Mission, from WMCA, our sister station, and AM 970, The Answer. And the folks that I tell you about, every single morning, whether it's Balance of Nature, Route 22 Toyota, and all the great products I tell you about, you know, Models and everything, and Mr. Mike Lindell, it's family. They are family. They come on the boat. We go around Manhattan, and it's on the Atlantis. And it's, like, spectacular. It's a beautiful yacht. It's stable. Me and Mike Gallagher go on the boat. I look at Gallagher. It was so funny. He looks at me. He goes, we gonna get seasick on this thing? Because, you know, we're like, men, you know, we can't go in a boat. We're going to get seasick. I want to tell you, stable as stable could be. It doesn't even rock. And then it's all fully insured, by the way. And it is the ultimate event to get on the Atlantis with Captain Fred. Music. The food is great. The cuisine is great. That you go upstairs on the deck, you see the Lady Liberty. You could touch Lady Liberty at night in the twilight right there off of Manhattan. And you see Wall Street to your left. Spectacular. You have to try the Atlantis. Here's the number to book your ultimate event, okay? 212-633-1231. The problem is when I go off the copy, I do a five-minute ad as opposed to 60 seconds. And I know Al's getting nervous. 212-633-1231. I'll tell you, the New York Cruises, you have to try the New York Cruises. Ask about the Atlantis. 212-633-1231 or check out, please, newyorkcruises.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Oh, so so here's the book. I have to show you the book. I want you to get a book. This is a great author, Thomas G. Del Beccaro. Great guy. We have Tom on the show, Thomas, you know, he's regular because he's great. Great guest. The Divided Era, okay? The Divided Era, boom. You got to check that out. We're going to talk about this great writer. He's got so many great things to talk about. Before we do, you have to get into what we were just talking about. Your daughter?
Well, first of all, I want to say how tired I am. I had to walk all the way down here because I didn't get a car sent for me. What the hell kind of show is this?
I had
to walk all the way from Midtown.
Tom, look at this. You see this cane?
Oh,
because
my
I had
God.
Surgery? Did they send a car because I had surgery? No. I'm limping. Past the Mike Gallagher, big building over there. Mm. Next time we'll send a car. Matt, you want to write that down? We'll get a car for Matt.
Right
double
right?
car. Oh, sure. Hey, so
right to Rikers. Can you drive to Rikers or not?
So it's great that your daughter, first of all.
Okay, so.
We're going to Italy.
I'm going to Italy. You know, I went in March.
Yeah, you go there all the time.
Well, hello. Yeah. And next time I come, I'm coming back in like 2.5 weeks. I'm going to bring you something from California. I'm making the promise on air, so now I got to do it. But you will like it.
A homeless
Listen,
person.
So, no. No,
that was a really bad joke, and I apologize for it. I apologize.
So
right
anyway, I went in March. I love it. I went to Lucca and again to Florence. You know, Florence is my favorite place in the world.
Is that where your family's from?
Lucca.
See, very nice.
Yes, from Lucca. I was actually Northern married in Lucca.
Thank you for talking to me because I'm from the South. I appreciate that.
No, my mom's Sicilian on both sides.
Oh,
Can we talk about that?
Come on.
You know, in her maiden name, I told you this was one, is Firenze, right? Like,
oh.
like Florence,
oh,
because you, a lot of people in the South took names from the North so that people wouldn't know they were from. Did you know that?
No. This is great. I love these facts. Like, tell me. So they made up names because when I go, if I talk to a waiter and they know I'm from like Avellino, it's like, ugh, I get that. Exactly. I get that a little bit, you know, from Rome and above. I'm right.
Exactly.
So they would change their name.
They would take, so like I have a friend from high school's last name that you might recognize as Genovese, but in fact, he was from the South. He wasn't from Genoa. So they did that. They took the northern name because the way the North yeah. looked at the South yeah. is yeah. not unlike how someone from
much,
Manhattan
yeah.
would look at Alabama.
Somebody in or New Jersey.
This is what I'm saying.
So you went there. So you're going to
take. Do you know anyone from Jersey?
You're going to take your daughter. You're going to take your daughter with you.
And her boy, her okay. great boyfriend.
Okay. Let me stop right there. See, this is what I have beautiful kids. I have three beautiful daughters. I dread having to take the boyfriend. And yeah. By the way,
I love the
my
kid.
Young girl's dating a great kid. So this turned out well for you as a dad?
Yeah. So she tells me, Jill likes this story. She tells me he's San Francisco.
Yeah.
And meets him on an app, right?
Oh, great.
So I'm thinking right. over under 3 tattoos, job once a week. I'm like, you know.
Just enough to pay for a meal.
Yeah, right? So, no. What, Taco Bell? What? So anyway, he's a great kid. His great family from Ohio. He's from Ohio. He's actually Catholic. We're Catholic.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
So, and so he's got a great job with a... whatchamacallit firm, M&A firm, works really hard, treats her well. They're inseparable. I hit the jackpot. I tell people.
God bless you, man.
Money all. I say, yeah. Money, if this is what's yeah. behind door number one, I'm not. And that is, of course, my biggest fear, right?
Yep.
Like you would.
Yep.
And when you have a little girl,
yep. oh.
you know, when you have a little girl, when you have a boy, you worry about one boy. When you have a little girl, you worry about every boy on the globe.
Yeah, that's right. So for you did good. God bless you, brother.
Wow,
so you're taking the guy with you to Italy.
You know, and I was a single dad for the... I don't know if you know this. I brought my daughter up virtually by myself for,
you know,
the whole time.
Good fist bump on that one, pal. I'm right with you on that.
That's why I'm still single.
You know, I know, but people don't understand that. I got to tell you because as a single dad, this is it, and we'll move on to politics. But this is great when people say, "Oh, when you're with your kid, you can't say," and people don't understand it. Married people don't understand when you can say, "Honey, could you get?"
Right?
Donald, would you please help me?
No.
Can I? You are the safety net. You're the safety net on all fronts, on safety.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
That's
right?
Hard.
It's for, God bless you for
but
that.
But I don't regret anything whatsoever.
And you never met anybody after that? No.
Well, you know. Come. You know.
Oh! We can get into this. With
I'm
Tom.
Kind of
Come
a hard
on,
sell, Piscopo.
Oh, we got to find it. We got to dig into this one, Big Al. We got to dig into this. We'll get to the politics. Stay tuned.
Because of the southern part. No.
You know,
so look, I got a new piece out on Fox this morning.
Good diversion. But well done. Well done. You mentioned Fox. You piqued my interest. I'm listening.
Actually, I have a new TV show out. It's called Politics and Perspective on the Cronon app out of San Francisco. It's Kronon app.
Yeah, I heard of that. Sure.
So I do that. Okay. Comes every Wednesday night at 7:40. But I have this new piece in Fox talking. It's called Decoding the Democrats' Rush to Impeachment. There's a reason it's happening today and not 3 months from now or... And a couple of serious points here.
Yeah.
Number one, overall, this is not the Democrat Party of the past. It truly is become captive to the left. They're playing King of the Hill to rush up the hill to be socialist. I mean, how do you know Elizabeth Warren's program would increase the federal budget from $5
yeah.
trillion to $18?
Yeah.
That's socialism overnight. Joe Biden's going to be collateral damage to that because he's the first socialist is never the last and they get discarded quickly. But the point is that they are horrified of Trump's reelection. The idea that he could appoint more to the Supreme Court is they care more about Ruth Bader Ginsburg than the unemployment rate. So they are in a frenzy. That's number one. Number two, and we talked about this, they got to get out in front of Barr, declassification, John Durham, because they want to say the reason why they're doing this stuff is retaliation. It's not because it's true, they want to say. It's because we caught them first. So they want to be proactive.
That's right.
Is it right? Of course it isn't right. I was the one in a Fox piece who broke the story, at least I think I did, about the treaty. I wrote first about the Ukrainian treaty and the right to ask for reciprocal help in criminality. And then they had to look at that and said, oh, I didn't know that you were allowed.
No, to. I should know that. You wrote that first.
On a Fox piece, the 10 things you should know. You know, you should read me. Maybe if he was on Twitter, you think he would? We would get something done here? Who is this guy? Just because he's...
If I had my Twitter account working, I would be... Tom, how long ago did you write that, brother?
Last week.
Look at this.
Right when it was breaking.
Yeah.
There it was. Because, look, he's a head of state. Of course you get to ask for help. You know, they're like, oh, he did this. It must be wrong. You know, as a lawyer, I can tell you this. It depends on the context of things. I tell people, this is my example. If you're driving 65, are you going to get a ticket? Well, it depends. If you're doing it on Wall Street, probably. But if you're on the freeway, probably not.
Hmm.
So that's the point. You have to look for the context of his discussion. William Barr has had him ask heads of state to get to the bottom of the past. Here's my one last comment for everybody to listen to this. This is really important.
Mm.
The Democrats' theory is their operating MO right now is the Trump administration cannot investigate the past because it will help his reelection. That's their theory. They are immune from going back, or he cannot investigate Joe Biden because it'll help him personally. So therefore, they're granted immunity for the last 2 or 3 years. It's absurd, but that's the argument they want to win.
Tom Delbacaro right there. Where can we find you on the podcast? This is great.
TomDell.com
okay.
Or KRON.TV.
And the book right here, thank you, George, The Divided Era right there by Thomas G. Delbacaro. He's Italian. This is the man. Tom, great shot, man. Appreciate it. That is vital.
Thanks for coming. You let me go early because I got to walk all the way back, right?
Get the car. Call the car. Yeah, we'll get one for you. It'll be good. 8:35 with Joe. Mike Gallagher's coming up. And Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senator Chuck Schumer is once again calling on Congress and the White House to pass legislation on universal gun background checks. Schumer is renewing his call days after President Trump met with the head of the National Rifle Association. The Democrats said on Sunday that Congress can still move on stricter gun control laws, even as the impeachment inquiry in President Trump continues. Trump last week met with the NRA's Wayne LaPierre regarding legislation to address gun violence. The House passed a gun background check bill earlier this year, but the Senate has not acted on it. A New York City councilman is pushing Staten Island to be the home of Donald Trump's presidential library. Councilman Joe Borelli has reached out to the administration, arguing the island would be more than welcoming than, say, his home borough of Queens. With 57% of Staten Islanders voting for President Trump, Borelli believes progressives in Queens and Manhattan would fight aggressively against a library. The president has shared fond memories of working on Staten Island in the summers as a kid, but his library may go south to Florida, where Trump told NBC's Meet the Press earlier this year that he's been treated so great. In sports, the Yankees will enjoy a few more days to get ready for the start of their American League Division Series. They'll host the Twins in game one of their best-of-five matchup Friday in the Bronx. National League wildcard game is tonight. The Brewers will visit the Nationals. Monday Night Football, Steelers over the Bengals, 27-3. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the LIE westbound, slowing down through Glen Cove Road. Northern State westbound still slowing down, heading right out toward 110 on Glen Cove Road, getting up toward Roslyn Heights. Watch out for an accident there. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic at the Williamsburg Bridge getting into town. Queens Midtown Tunnel, pretty light this morning. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended for Rosh Hashanah. Metered parking rules in effect. It's a little bit busy here on the Deegan North at the Grand Concourse. A crash over there, and the Cross Bronx East ramp to the Deegan. It's a disabled vehicle. Inbound side of the GWB moving along okay. No problems to report. If you're heading to the inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 15, Holland 15, but it's busy at the Holland from 1 and 9, about 40 minutes in there. Expect some slowdowns as you head to the Newark Bay Extension East, getting out toward 14A. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa. At Napa, get $20 back when you buy oil, air, and cabin filters at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 prepaid cards per household. While supplies last, offer ends 10/31/19. Hey!
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now, I've always been blown away by folks who are in trouble with the IRS and try and do it themselves. If a doc told you that you needed to have your appendix taken out, would you just wing it and do the surgery yourself? It's not the job of the IRS to look out for your best interests. You need to know somebody who knows exactly what they're doing, what to say, what not to say, how to win. And that's why I recommend the pros at Rush Tax Resolution. A-plus rating, incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. If you've received any letter from the IRS, if you're a 1099, you're a business owner behind on payroll taxes, call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution. 855-IRIS-CALL, 855-477-2255. Put an end to the notices, the levies, the liens, the fear of what's next. Call Rush Tax Resolution today, 855-477-2255, 855-477-2255, or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
Larry Elder, thank you, my friend. Hey, if you're looking for some great gift-giving ideas, visit Parian & Sons. I love telling you about Parian & Sons. They're right there in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They've been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for 98 years. 98 years. Beautiful jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, earrings. Top designers like Charles Kripel and A-Link. Watches by Ebell and Auris. Parian & Sons, they're not just a jewelry store, right? Parian & Sons are real jewelers. They repair, they restore, they make your old tired jewelry look like new, and they do it right there in the premises. I'm holding up on camera. Look, see this beautiful watch right there? See that beautiful watch? If I sent this watch away to the dealer that made the watch, it would have cost me roughly several thousand dollars easy. I took it to Glenn Parian. I took this watch that you see. It's a beautiful white face, beautiful watch. I took it to Parian. He fixed it. Boom. It's been working ever since I took it to Glenn. Do that with your own jewelry, please. You could redesign your old jewelry. You will love Parian & Sons. Debbie's there, Katie and Maria. I told you Maria got me the diamond for Charlie, the diamond cross for Charlie, that beautiful cross for her first Holy Communion. Check out Parian & Sons. You can go to ParianDiamonds.com, best jewelry website you're going to see. And if you want to buy a diamond, they will walk you through the four C's like nobody else. It is Parian & Sons right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or again at ParianDiamonds.com.
They do have faces for radio, but you can still watch The Joe Piscopo Show now on Facebook or YouTube. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jimmy! Come on, let it rip, Big Al! It's a Tuesday. We got this. You got this. 842 with Joe Piscopo on the radio.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Bob Dylan. This is a Bob Dylan song. Yeah, man.
I can't get
apparently,
no
Jimmy
relief.
Was so enamored with Bob Dylan. That's why he wore his hair like that. Did you know that? Did you know
that? No,
my son tells
that.
Me every fact about Jimi Hendrix. He goes, Jimmy was so enamored by Bob Dylan that he wore his hair like Bob Dylan. That's how he got
Somebody posted a meme the other day and said, Jimi Hendrix really is alive. He's Morgan Freeman.
He's Morgan Freeman?
And
yeah.
They said it side by side.
I tell you, Jimi Hendrix was an alien. I'm convinced. Me and Michael think he was a meteor that graced this beautiful Earth.
Unbelievable talent.
For about 4 years, yeah. And then that was it. But my gosh, what an incredible talent.
It's amazing that had he lived, what other music he could have put out.
I'd be at every concert. I'd be every. You know, I'm a Frank Sinatra guy. That's my music. That's in my heart and in my soul. But when you listen to the rock and roll of the 60s, he like nobody else. And then Stevie Ray Vaughan took on the mantle from that.
Right.
And then you see this guy, Philip Sace, that I keep telling you about, is actually, and I say this with the greatest love, respect, and admiration for Stevie Ray Vaughan, Philip is faster than Stevie, I think. You watch Philip Sace, watch him in concert, and you tell me. We got to go to work. We should go. That's what I would go with you. Or, you know, Joe Bonamassa is supposed to be spectacular, too.
I'm working on something with Joe Bonamassa. For me?
Look at Al. Al goes like this. Look at him. He didn't move. Did you see his hands in air? That was such a Jersey thing. His eyes went down. He looked. He did a nod of the head like, I got this.
Don't worry about it. I'm working on something.
It's we'll okay? See. It's all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Guy's night out kind of thing?
No, I'm working on it. I'm not going to reveal any other details.
No
hints? That's it. Right. No, I'm not going to give you a hint.
This is cool.
I said I'm working on
guitars,
something.
Guitars, rock and roll? Sure, I'm there. Right. Let me go to
you keep
Tommy's.
Keep moving that thing.
I can't see it.
All right, whatever.
It moves. Listen, this is what's great about it.
All day today.
Listen,
I want a divorce.
This is great because for you, everything is like cost effective in the studio. When I move my monitor, it moves Al's monitor somehow, and it just gets yours out of vision. Can you see it okay now?
I guess.
All right, I'm going to break everything.
I hope I hit the right thing.
All right. Tom, sorry to keep you waiting, man. I am so sorry. We're in a silly mood this morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
Oh, good morning. I happen to like Stevie Ray Vaughan and, of course, the chairman of the board.
Yes, sir.
On the night before the UN met, Nancy Pelosi was at a meeting held by the Bank of America in the St. Regis. And she gave out information, that's insider information, that the impeachment inquiry was on the horizon and she was endorsing it. This truly could amount to insider information where the guests, all 70 guests, including the president of the Bank of America, could use that information to trade on the New York Stock Exchange.
Yep, that's exactly
right. She is guilty, and the SEC should look at that. That's insider information. The article appeared in the New York Post, the tipping her hand, last week.
Thank you.
And I haven't heard that mentioned anywhere.
Thank you, Tom. Right on the money, my brother. Thank you so much. That sedition is what that is. That really is. But they get away with it. I can't understand. I feel good because the one thing about President Trump, he's not going to let it go. The one thing about Attorney General Barr, he's not going to let it go. But I don't know how they get away with it, how the Democrats get away with what they're doing. And Tom DiBaccaro, right on the money, they're trying to get ahead of it. They're putting all this out because they know what's coming. And I would like to see, though, and I have to give Mark Levin a shout out because it comes from Mr. Levin. I want Lindsey Graham to shoot out subpoena after subpoena. I want him to, because it's, look, you know me, put aside the divide. I don't want to hate. But if they're going to come at you and come at your family, then you got to hit back. You really got to hit back. And it would be nice if Lindsey Graham shot out a few subpoenas to, maybe Hillary, maybe Barack Obama, maybe Clapper, maybe Brennan. I'm just saying.
But if this backfires on them.
On the Democrat side.
They're screwed next year. Trust me. Think about it.
I will make
not only for the presidency, but they will lose control of the House because those seats are all up next year. Those people will be voted out.
I just don't know why people keep voting for them because they have done nothing. When you look at the problems that we have that can be solved, and from infrastructure, I keep telling you this, from infrastructure, from inner cities, from helping the stressed areas of the United States, from China is such a danger. You have military people come on the show. They say it's not Russia, it's China. Gordon Chang's been done. Listen to Peter Navarro. And the Democrats don't even care. They will give away. You put a Democrat in office or you put the Democrats in power, they will sell us right down the river just the way they've done up to this point. They will sell us right down the river. And now more than ever, we have to stand strong. Oh, Lord. We know it. See, we got all the answers here on the show. We are the answer. It's 847 right now. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Mike Gallagher's going to jump in. He's going to chime in. And Debbie's looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Matt. Good morning, everybody. Let's take it out to the LIE West, slowing down into Glen Cove Road. We're still seeing some pockets of volume as you head over to the Harlem River Drive South, getting down toward the RFK Bridge. Grand Central Parkway West building by the BQE. And traffic building on the eastbound side of the BQE up toward Cadman Plaza. Williamsburg Bridge, very busy into town. It's pretty solid on the northbound side. That's the eastbound side of the Cross Bronx into the Deegan. Watch out for a disabled vehicle on the ramp. Deegan North at the Grand Concourse. A crash over there very late this morning at the inbound GWB, Lincoln 15, Holland 15. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended for Rosh Hashanah. Metered parking rules remain in effect. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly on the Garden State Parkway south at 149 with a collision there. And let's go to 280 East, exit 14 in Newark, a crash. 80 East, exit 34 in Wharton, a disabled vehicle. Southbound Thruway still moving okay down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 684 South, exit 4 in Bedford, a crash there. Partly cloudy, high in the upper 70s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The following is a public notice for those who are disabled and unable to work. To ensure that all Americans are granted fair access to their Social Security benefits, a team of disability specialists are currently reviewing claims. If you've been denied disability benefits before or are making your initial claim, you may be eligible for this program. You'll be assigned an experienced disability specialist with inside knowledge of the SSDI and SSI programs. They'll evaluate your situation, complete your application, and present a strong, effective case to the Department of Social Security on your behalf. If you suffer from a physical or mental disability, you may qualify for up to $2,800 per month. A toll-free number has been established for you to check your eligibility. And there are no fees unless you secure benefits. Applying for Social Security disability can be a long, complicated process. Increase your chances of receiving the federally mandated benefits you deserve by calling now. 800-329-1117. Spaces limited. Call 800-329-1117. 800-329-1117.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smart way to buy. .com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The Joe Piscopo Show, streaming live right now on Facebook and YouTube. Or tune in at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Eric Metaxas is going to join us. Eric's a longtime friend. Eric is one of Dick Cavett's best buddies. I love Dick Cavett. He's a longtime friend. Dick's a longtime friend of mine, and Eric will be talking. Eric Metaxas and I will be talking Dick Cavett and many other things. And he has his book, and we'll be talking. You know, don't forget, Eric's on every night here on AM 970. The Answer. Michael Longoria is going to join us. Kimberly Kravitz will join us. She is a producer and reporter for Jersey Matters. You know, we like to touch on New Jersey. We like to touch on Staten Island. We like to touch on everything New York, New York. And Mike Gallagher will join us momentarily. So what am I hearing about Bobby De Niro? What did he say on CNN? I'm so out of it. What happened?
Over the weekend he was with Brian Stelter, and he basically said bleep him, bleep you, and he used it. And you know, and then he said, well, it's cable, you know. And then of course Brian Stelter said, well, it's Sunday morning. I mean,
Here it is. I'm looking at it
He goaded him into saying it, and then he said it. And then he said it a number of times.
Yeah, so. Andrew Pollack, our buddy, went after Robert De Niro like this. Everybody's just gotta settle down.
You can like the guy for his acting work. You don't have to like him for his politics.
Lord, how about this guy? How do you not dislike this guy? This guy's the best. How do you, Mike Gallagher, how do you love this guy?
I'm still in awe of the Joe Piscopo wedding performance. Did you see him throw the cane away
that
halfway through the verse? I have knee surgery. I'd still be in the ICU.
Did you want me to sign the cane for you?
You ought to autograph. You ought to Sharpie it. You ought to do a
silver Sharpie.
Do the Sharpie. Borrow President Trump's Sharpie and sign it. Get the one that he used to sign the wall with.
You know.
How are you?
I didn't know I was even performing.
How are you feeling?
You know, really great. Like, I could run on this thing, but I'm afraid to.
I was so nervous at the wedding because I thought, he's up there, and you could see it. As the adrenaline was going, mm-hmm. showman that he is, Joe Piscopo, legendary entertainer.
Oh, God, yes.
And as the verses are he throws the cane away. He's starting to. I thought you were going to do your split thing.
That's what we were saying.
I thought,
saying,
Joe,
no.
Don't do it. They'll never get you up again.
You know what? When we're at the Tunnel of the Towers,
you're tough.
No, thank you, man.
No, you are tough.
I held back at the Tunnel of the Towers in front of 35,000 people. I said at the wedding, the day before, I said I had to because the doctor said. Because I think the right leg went out, Mike, like this. And if you're listening and watching, you can see I'm telling Mike Gallagher how I did my split. The leg goes out. But somehow I can do that. And the hamstring doesn't bother me, nor does the hip flexor, but it tore the knee. Ooh. It got to the knee. Boy, a little rip right there.
That's all. But I mean, that's not an easy, let's face it, I had a hip replacement, so I know.
You recovered momentarily after that.
I worked from home. I mean, I did the radio show from my living room for a couple of weeks.
Tell me about therapy. People keep saying I should do therapy on the knee now?
Yeah, now you got to do the physical therapy. That's where the hard work really comes.
Is walking count?
I don't know about, I've never done knee.
He said they gave him a book to take home from the hospital. Didn't even read it. Whatever, I don't need this.
He's going to perform. That's his therapy.
Spray some Duracin on it, rub butter on it.
Yeah. He does. He rubs some dirt on it and he goes. I was talking with Jerry Crowley about how tough you are. Because first of all, man. I'm in amazement at this wedding. I mean, I'm like, that wedding was
so
was
nice
something.
That you were there, Mike.
Oh, so nice of you guys. And let me tell you what Joe Piscopo did. The classiest guy. I don't know a lot of people there. I know you guys. Mm-hmm. I love Frankie Five Boroughs, but I don't know a lot of Frankie's friends. I don't know a lot of his neighbors.
I don't know a lot.
I just don't know a lot of the people that Frank runs with, except for the folks here at the radio station.
Friends with a lot of them.
So, you know, Joe Piscopo kind of sees I'm by myself. I'm sort of standing there. And because unlike you guys all making Page Six, nobody knows me. Nobody mentions me. You know, it's Mike who. But Joe takes me by the arm, and we're right behind in the front row, right behind the wedding party, the family, when it's come. And Joe being Joe takes me, Mike, come sit with us. So come sit right here, right next to me. And I just thought, I mean, Joe, I never fail to acknowledge and forget what a class act you are. No. And with that little gesture, it made me feel like, great, I'm here. And I sat and wound up sitting with Jerry and you, and I got shushed by Carol Alt, which is a very big deal.
Very take charge.
Wait,
did you see how she yelled at people to get
out
of the poster?
She's large and in charge. She's no wallflower.
No. I want to hear the
shush. Shushed me. Oh, yeah. Because it was you and me. You didn't pay attention, but you were engrossed in talking to cats behind you. But, she heard the music start up.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the music for the ceremony. Yeah. It was just the prelude. It was just background. Well, she thought the ceremony. So I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And she turns to me and she says, it's starting. It's starting. Ooh, oh, yeah, she gave it to me.
Them.
She shushed me. I got shushed by a supermodel.
But for her, yeah, but you...
Think about that.
You
I can now die. Oh,
yeah,
I, well, of course, I'm mortified. Course. I want to crawl under the chair. And, of course, then it turned out it wasn't the ceremony.
And you said...
No, I didn't say anything. I just sat there, yes, Miss Alt. Yes, Miss Alt. I won't say anything. But it was kind of cool to be...
See, when she told him to turn left, he turned left.
See, I wondered, do you think she shushes Joe?
No, but she told Jeff, she told Joe one time they're driving home, and she said, turn left, and yes.
She said she was taking pictures, and she did say, get rid of the cane.
See?
She knows what she's doing. She is her own woman.
She was so great. She showed up. When I tell you this is true, Carol, Joe, is Joe taking Carol up? What's going on? Joe taking Carol up. I text her back and forth. And so finally I go, okay, let me just call her. I said, Carol, do you want to go? We don't want to inconvenience you. So she goes, you know what? I know Mr. Crowley's going to be there. I know John Katzmatee is going to be there.
Yeah,
I got to be there for Frankie. Then she goes, oh, and you too, Joe.
P.S. No, no, you guys. I'm just going to say it. I don't know what the story is, but you are a handsome couple. That's all I'll say. It was nice to see you both at the wedding. It was good to meet her and spend some time.
You were.
I once again said hello to Mr. Katsimatidis. He has no idea who I am.
That's not true.
Oh, he never knows. Hello, Mr. Katsimatidis. A blank look. I have no idea who this guy is. Security, get me away. Get him away from me. Hello, Margot. Nice to no idea. Get him away. So I had fun.
That's not true.
No, it's 100% true, but that's okay.
Wait till you hear Mike Gallagher today answer what's happening with AG Barr.
Impeachment, AG Barr, Ukraine.
Boom.
Cops.
Boom.
A lot to cover. 10:05.
Boom. Mr. Mike Gallagher.
Thank you, Joe.
Love you too, Mike. You are the man. Mike Gallagher, 10:05. A must listen every single day right here on AM 970 Answer. Mike, you got millions of listeners every single day. We appreciate when you drop in with us. We really do appreciate that more than I could tell you. The great Mike Gallagher. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, and we got a lot coming in. You know who's going to be with us? Kimberly Kravitz is going to be with us. Eric Metaxas is coming in. Hey, Eric's going to be there. You never know what could happen with Eric. I'm telling you right now. And Michael Longoria, who played Frankie Valli on Jersey Boys on Broadway. Piscopo coming right back at you. Don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.